Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the program. It's Mick Walker on the other side of your screen. I'm just Spencer Holbrook. We are going to talk NFL draft as it pertains to Ohio State. You don't care what we have to say about what the New Orleans Saints or the Atlanta Falcons did. You just care about what the Buckeyes did in the NFL draft. That's right, four Ohio State players selected in the first round of the 2025 NFL draft. That is the most of any program. The Buckeyes are going for this thing you call a record, 15 players selected in the NFL draft. Four are already selected. There are 11 more to tie the record, 12 more to break the record. We'll get into that and a lot more here on the program with Mick. Of course, this program is brought to you by the Big Game Football Factory, biggameusa.com/Buckeyes. If you go to biggameusa.com/Buckeyes right now, you can get your hands on one of these premium leather footballs. They've got the great fractal swoosh. They've got the college football playoff logo from when the Buckeyes, hoisted that national championship trophy. And then, of course, the iconic Blocko. It's made with handcrafted, beautiful leather. You can get your hands on one of these footballs just like the Buckeyes did in the national championship game and commemorate that national championship with the official football that the Buckeyes played with. Mick, how you doing? How was the first round of the NFL draft? What'd you think of just overall thoughts? I guess we won't get into individual players, but how are you and what'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, seeing Ohio State get four in, because I think you and I yesterday were prepping for two, maybe three, but to get four, to get Tyleek Williams in there, to actually get Donovan Jackson in the first round, to have two offensive linemen, to have five wide receivers for the five straight drafts of the first round wide receiver, like records being broken, things being said every time that Ohio State steps up to the I guess it gets ready for the NFL draft every year. So it's pretty cool to see. Awesome for those players, obviously awesome for the Ohio State coaches, and like, obviously, we've talked about it before. You don't root for a team. You root for these people. You root for the players. So it's good for those players. Good for the coaches at Ohio State to see all this kind of come together.
Yeah, it's awesome. First of all, Emeka Ebuka, 19th overall to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I texted one of my friends the other day who's also on the Ohio State beat, and I said, I like to think of Emeka Ebuka as an inexperienced Chris Godwin, because, you know, you can't say poor man's because he's a first-round pick. But, like, he is what I could see him being in 5-10 years is Chris Godwin. Well, now he's going to play with Chris Godwin. So, that, you know, way to go, I guess, for me. But way to go for the Bucs for realizing that Chris Godwin's not going to live forever and just having a Chris Godwin clone behind him in Emeka Ebuka. Then you've got Tyleek Williams. No, then you've got Donovan Jackson going 24th overall to the Minnesota Vikings. Perfect fit at the perfect time for a great player. That offensive line is going to be really, really freaking good in the future, blocking for what we presume is JJ McCarthy in that offense. Donovan Jackson, very interesting player for an interesting pick there. Then you go 28, Tyleek Williams to the Detroit Lions. A lot of people comped him to Aleem McNeil. Now he's going to play with Aleem McNeil. So there you go. Another perfect fit at the perfect time up for Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. And then to cap it off, I even posted on the Letterman Rowe NFL Draft Live blog, because we're doing some Ohio State stuff over there at lettermanrow.com, that Ohio State had three players selected in the first round. And then lo and behold, 32, the Kansas City Chiefs take Josh Simmons, who some people last night were talking about being the number one tackle in the entire draft, a top five player overall, had he not gotten hurt. Well, he did get hurt. So he slides down to the bottom of the first round, but the Chiefs obviously have no issues with that patella tendon that was torn. He's got a lot of rehab to do to get back to where he needs to be. He had some questions about, I think, maturity, but the Chiefs got a really good player, and now the Buckeyes have four first-round picks, extend their lead of most first-round picks all time. I think they have 95 now. The closest is USC at 86. But that was a heck of a first round for Ohio State. You've got the wide receiver pitch continuing. You've got offensive line finally being able to pitch their talking points to recruits. And then, of course, you've got another draft pick in Tyleek Williams, the first defensive tackle to be selected from Ohio State in the first round since Cam Hayward in 2011. But if you want to drill down, Hayward was technically a defensive end when the Steelers took him. So it's really all the way back to 2001. That is just a remarkable stat there for Tyleek Williams, and it shows how good he was.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, the Michigan, you and I were talking before the show, Michigan wanted to try and break the record, thinking they could get four in the first round, their own personal program record. Obviously, Ohio State had six in 2016, so get your numbers up, I guess. But when it comes to Michigan wanting to break the record, Will Johnson does get drafted in the first round, and obviously props to them. You get five guys in the top, or three guys in the top 13. Like, you're getting like highly drafted players. That's great news. But when you look at these four players for Ohio State, like you said, Emeka Ebuka going where he's going to learn from Chris Godwin, in an offense with a stable quarterback like Baker Mayfield, good whole like franchise that has continued to win and kind of stay in that top like 20 or that playoff range. So Emeka Buka, I fully trust that he's going to succeed there. Donovan Jackson, I think Kevin O'Connell is one of the better head coaches in the NFL. He's going to now play for a system and an offense that's probably going to lead to success for him because he can play multiple spots and he's just going to be successful wherever he goes. That's kind of what Donovan Jackson is. Tyleek Williams is now going to play for one of the better like up-and-coming franchises when it comes to Detroit Lions that could play for a Super Bowl in these coming years. And then obviously you have Josh Simmons going to the Chiefs where he'll protect Patrick Mahomes' blind side at left tackle, where they have continued to play for Super Bowls. So, like, you're talking about guys that could win Super Bowls, be really good at the NFL, and be on really good teams. So, the situations, obviously, when you've had times in the past where you have Justin Fields go to the, like, disassembled Chicago Bears franchise or some of these franchises where it just wasn't going to be sustainable. But now you have four guys that go to four solid franchises that should probably be successful. And also, you set the record for the most, the nightly record. You had the most first-round picks last night of any program.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like you said, they all went to good, successful franchises. Like, these are not poorly run. We're not talking about, like, the Jags of the past. You know, now they've got a new GM, we'll see. Or, you know, even the Browns. I don't mean to take a shot at Browns fans because, you know, obviously we're not Browns fans. Or, you know, like the Cardinals. You think of, like, the teams that stay kind of at the bottom of the league. Like, these are not those. You got the Lions who are up and coming, who have kind of pulled themselves up by their bootstraps out of that bottom tier of the league. You're talking about the Bucks, who are consistently a playoff team, if nothing else, because their division sucks. You know, the Chiefs, who are the gold standard in the NFL, even though they just lost the Super Bowl. So it's just – it's in the Vikings, who obviously, you know, just went, I think, 15-16-1 last year, 15-2, whatever, and then kind of folded in the playoffs. But – We'll see what happens there. Some stats, courtesy of our friends around the interwebs, and I'll give full credit here to all of these. Ohio State had two offensive linemen taken in the first round of the NFL draft four times in their history, 1963, 1969, 1975, and now this year. That is courtesy of Marcus Hartman from the Dayton Daily News. Donovan Jackson, Josh Simmons, the first Ohio State offensive line pair to go in the first round of the NFL draft since 1975. So that's crazy. Here's another one for you. Ryan Day, after six seasons at Ohio State, 14 first-round draft picks, 10 losses. That's from our friend Tony Gerdman over at Buckeye Huddle. That's just crazy to me. Ryan Day and Kirby Smart both have more first-round picks than they do losses during their tenures. Ryan's been there for 6 years. Kirby's been there for nine. Kirby has 20 first-round picks and 19 losses. Ryan Day has 14 first-round picks and 10 losses. Do we think Ryan can get to 20 first-round picks before he gets to 19 losses and kind of pass Kirby for that record? He'd have to lose three games a year for the next 3 years to get the 19 losses.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I think he's got a little breathing room up there. But, I mean, obviously, you and I have talked about it in the past, over the past couple of months since his departure, but hat tip to Justin Fry and what this offensive line group did.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about getting two of these guys in the first round. It was even cool to see Ohio State posted social media videos congratulating these guys. Justin Fry, Mike Cellini, still in those videos, despite the fact that Justin Fry's now in the NFL. Like, he's still taking time to congratulate these guys because those are his guys. And then even, like, Mike Cellini, like, hat tip to him to help him get these guys developed, now getting the UNLV job. And we're not talking recruiting today, but Drew Evers, who's the top target for Ohio State, is going to take an official visit to UNLV due in large part to the relationship he had with Mike Cellini and just the respect he has for him. Four-star offensive lineman wants to go see Mike Cellini, you know, about UNLV, so hat tip to him. Just those guys in general, developing those two offensive linemen in the first round picks. Somebody posted on the Letterman Lounge message board, $1 for your first 7 days. You can kind of see this comment, come talk about some other comments on there. But has anybody ever had two starting left tackles taken? Obviously, with the Josh Simmons injury, Donovan Jackson bumps out to play left tackle. I don't know about that research. I don't know if you could find it because most teams that are getting a left tackle drafted are guys that have played for the whole season. But still, to get Donovan Jackson, Josh Simmons, guys that have moved around, kind of had their ups and downs with Josh Simmons with his penalties, with Donovan Jackson maybe not always being the most five-star guard that everybody kind of thought he was going to be until he becomes like the stud left tackle. Like, getting those guys to the point where they were first-round picks is awesome for Ohio State.
One final stat here, and Tyler Bowen's going to have a hell of a recruiting pitch now with all of that. One final stat here, courtesy of Dan Hope of 11 Warriors. Going into this year's draft, the Bucks and the Chiefs were the NFL teams who had gone the longest without drafting an Ohio State player. The Bucs had not drafted one since 2004, and the Chiefs hadn't drafted one since 2009. Both of them took first-round Ohio State players, so that's kind of crazy. The Philadelphia Eagles are now the longest drought when it comes to drafting Ohio State players. They have not selected an Ohio State player since 2011. So something to watch. Maybe the Eagles draft one of these many Buckeyes, and then, you know, that kind of resets that. But now the Eagles, you're on the clock. You got to take a Buckeye because the Chiefs and the Bucks have both snapped pretty long droughts, over a decade long. So if we see the Eagles jump up and get a Buckeye in the rest of this draft, then a new team will become the longest tenured without drafting an Ohio State player. And to be honest, Mick, it might be our Steelers.
Well, they're going to draft Will Howard later today. And if they don't do that, they're going to take Ty Hamilton or somebody else down the line. Obviously, we got Derek Harmon yesterday, feeling good about that. It's funny, this sidebar on Ohio State discussion, but it's funny to watch Derek Harmon highlights because a lot of them came against Ohio State by the sheer number of times he played. And if we go back to Donovan Jackson, I was watching an interview with Derek Harmon earlier before the show, and he even mentioned that Donovan Jackson was the hardest guy he's ever had to, like, he had to face, because you had the 2 years at Ohio State, then you had the 2 times at Oregon this past. Like, they faced off against each other a ton of times. But yeah, when you talk about teams drafting Buckeyes, I have a little group chat with some friends of mine, and I was thinking maybe they try and steal Trayvon Henderson there, the Eagles do at the end of the draft. Maybe that's what they're looking to do. I just, you know, get a backfield guy for Saquon Barkley, who obviously was outstanding last year. But still, I imagine with the depth of this draft class, with the way the Eagles prioritize guys, you know, you're talking Seth McLaughlin down there. Maybe that's the guy they'll want, you know, backup center. They always prioritize the offensive line. You still got Ty Hamilton, JT Tuimoloau, and Jack Sawyer. Like, there's plenty of opportunity for the Eagles to kind of snap this streak, and hopefully our Steelers can get one too. Maybe that's Will Howard. Maybe that's Jordan Hancock. I don't know who it would be, but hopefully just somebody ends up in Pittsburgh for us.
Who's the best player still available from Ohio State? I think it's Trayvon Henderson. Do you have a rebuttal to that, or are we kind of aligned there?
I mean, you could probably go back and forth, Trayvon Henderson, Quinshon Judkins, like those.
Yeah, it's your taste, right? Whatever your flavor is, there you can pick one of those two guys, and you're probably going to be pretty smart. It just depends on which one you like more.
Yeah, I mean, both those guys too. I would love to see them end up on our Steelers, but just I think Trayvon's speed, like we saw in the Texas game, like you saw in the Oregon game, like the ability to break 50, 60 yard runs against top level competition, probably makes him the higher ranked prospect in the NFL's eyes. But still, both those guys. I know Carlos Lachlan, Tony Johnson, like the guys at the Ohio State running back room are really hoping to see Trey get in the first round last night. Still, regardless, I expect him to go probably pretty high here on day two and be a successful NFL player just because he's that type of guy that's going to succeed. But yeah, I'd probably say Trey Henderson, Cody Simon, we haven't even mentioned him too as well. Like that, there's just a long list of guys that we could go down when it comes to these next couple of days. Spencer will have to be writing a lot of stories about to make sure he's kind of keeping up. And maybe we'll even get some extra thoughts if you start breaking records or anything that Ohio State's chasing here.
All right, Mick. Nobody cares about these guys now. They're off the NFL. Who cares about them? Get them out. No, just kidding. They're all national champions. They'll be remembered forever. But I am ready to move on. We've still got, I think, 13 Buckeyes who can be drafted, 11 that we expect to be drafted. We're looking ahead, Mick. Who will be the next first-round pick from Ohio State? Meaning, not just you have to nail that they're going to be a first-round pick next year, but you have to nail that they're going to be the first first-round pick from Ohio State next year. If you had to guess, who's going to be the first first-round pick for Ohio State next year?
Give me one Alex Sonny Styles as the first Buckeye off the board next year. I was talking to him. Ooh. When I saw him at one of the women's basketball games we cover this year because he has a friend on the team. And we were just kind of chatting during the break there. And I was asking him, it was right around combine time when you were in Indianapolis. So you and I were texting kind of off to the side as well afterwards. But I told him, I was like, oh, it sucks that you're not going to work out at the combine. He was like, no, I'd love to. I was like, by the time next year rolls around, if you guys have the season you want to, if you continue to show out athletically like you already have, like you'll probably have no reason to, but I still think you would crush it. I think Ohio State's going to end up getting a linebacker in the first round next year with James Laurinaitis and getting Alex Sonny Styles off the board. Obviously, Carnell Tate is a big one too. I think that's probably another guy that you would go to in that slot for the first round. Get Ohio State's wide receiver, like first round draft record up to 6 years with, you know, the thought of having Jeremiah Smith and then having some of these guys like Quincy Porter or Mylon Graham coming down the pipe to continue. Like, if you want to speculate really and just say these guys are going to hit their ceiling like they have under Brian Hartline, this wide receiver position could go probably approaching double-digit years if you really want to start prognosticating, which will be interesting to see next year. And it's kind of dependent on Carnell Tate at this point.
Well, thanks. You just took all the answers. So now we can just get out of here. I can just go eat some lunch. So it's 4 years. They've had 5 first round picks in 4 years. Jameson Williams makes it 6 because he spent 3 years at Ohio State, 1 year at Alabama. Hey, you don't have to claim him. That's fine. But he was in that room in the spring of 2021. He was in the Ohio State wide receiver room. The spring of 2021, that Ohio State wide receiver room had 5-star Julian Fleming and 6 first round picks. That's and high 4-star G Scott, who was making the transition to the tight end room. But, you know, like that's nuts, like absolutely crazy. So there's a chance that it's Carnell Tate. There's a chance that it's, you know, Sonny Styles. I don't mind that. There's a chance, to be honest, if he hits a ceiling, that's Kenyatta Jackson, because he could have just as much production as some of these other guys like Shamar Stewart and James Pierce, who I don't think either of them are crazy good, especially Stewart. I don't really see that. And then Pierce, I really wasn't impressed with all year, especially the Ohio State game. Like Donovan Jackson kind of ate his lunch. If Kenyatta is good is what I'm saying, like that, there's no reason he can't be there.
Here's another one. I'll throw it out there for you. There was some buzz. You can expound upon this, but what about Ethan Onyanwa if he's able to succeed at left tackle? Are we talking about a first-round left tackle again?
There's potential. I mean, I think he could have been a third or fourth-round pick this year. So if he proves himself and is good, then, yeah, I mean, we can talk. One of the guys that I have my eye on, though, and there's only one safety that went this year, he didn't go, and he was like the most athletic freak at safety we've ever seen at the combine. But like Caleb Downs is so instinctive. He's so good. He's so gifted. I think he might fall into a little bit of a tweener situation at the next level, but man, is he really good. And somebody's going to take him kind of like somebody took Malachi Starks. You know, the Ravens took Malachi Starks, not because he had an insane junior year at Georgia. It's just because over 3 years, he put together a body of work that was like, okay, this guy can just flat out play football. And man, like that's what you're going to be able to say about Caleb Downs. So it won't surprise me if Caleb Downs is a first round pick next year. And obviously Ohio State's not going to have 7 first round picks. We're just kind of throwing things out here to see, you know, what, not really what sticks, but just, you know, it's interesting. I'm also just keeping an eye on, and I know that he won't have like the largest body of work, but like the things we hear about Austin Saraville being the best offensive lineman on this team, like, I don't know if he's really good and Ohio State starts to build like a little bit of an offensive line pipeline here. So there's a lot of options here, which is why on LettermanRow.com at about 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon, Spencer Holbrook will have a list of Ohio State players who could be first round picks next year. 2 years ago, Mick, when Ohio State had Jeremiah Smith committed, but he hadn't even played his senior year of high school yet, I tried to go down the roster and predict every first round pick on the entire roster. It was a disaster. It's really difficult. Some of the guys that I predicted as first round picks, it's like, oh my gosh, like what a disaster. But before he even played a snap of his senior year of high school football, I predicted that Jeremiah Smith would be a first round pick in the 2027 NFL draft. And I think I'm going to be right. So
that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, if you're a betting man, so FanDuel Sports, I believe, is where you would want to go bet when they're not setting these lines. But next year, we'll just throw out two numbers real quick. Spencer, next year, 2026 NFL draft, over under 2.5 Ohio State first round picks next year.
I'll go with 2.
There you go. And then now this is a tertiary way of gauging your thoughts on the quarterback battle ensuing for this upcoming season for Ohio State, over under 1.5 in 2027. So you're assuming Jeremiah Smith.
Over. And that's not even really quarterback. That's just the defensive line. I mean, there's linebackers that are going to be the Arvel Reese. There's, corners, whether that's Aaron Scott, Jermaine Matthews,
Philip Daniels, maybe like,
yeah, Philip. Yeah. You're Bryce West. Like there's a lot of talent on this roster. For what it's worth, Mick, I did just pull up, it's a year ago today on April 25th, 2024. I said, predicting the next Buckeye star to become first round picks, Emeka Ebuka. So there's tip to the cap, the old Spence, And Tyleek Williams was on there. Now, Josh Simmons was not in that mix, and neither was Donovan Jackson. And I think the Donovan Jackson rationale was purely because he was playing guard. I did not expect him to play tackle. So, like, guards just typically don't go in the first round, even though we did see two first-round guards, Tyler Booker to the Dallas Cowboys and Gray Zabel from North Dakota State to the Seattle Seahawks, made my favorite pick in the entire draft solely because they asked him what he was going to do to celebrate the being picked in the NFL draft, and he said he was going to drink a lot of Busch Light. That's my kind of guy, okay?
So he fits right up in there in Northwest Ohio there for you, Spencey.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's a good Hardin County, North Dakota State connection there that we appreciate. But anyway, a lot of predictions are coming at LettermanNerd.com because we're just going to predict who the next Buckeyes are, because guess what? If I'm wrong, then I just bring it up and it's fine. Like I had in this story that I just brought up, I had JT Tuimoloa, Jack Sawyer, Denzel Burke, Davison Igbinosin as potential first round picks. Like that just didn't happen. And so, you know, we'll take a swing. And if we get 2 out of 8, right, then we'll be just like those mock draft experts who all had Shedeur Sanders going 21 to the Steelers. And then that didn't happen. So we're going to get out of here. Mick Walker on the other side of your screen. I'm just Spencer Robick. This was a fun, spirited Friday Ohio State NFL draft discussion. Doing well. Haven't had some coffee this morning. Getting ready for some lunch. Going to have a good weekend watching the draft. Mick, I hope you have a great weekend. You went to Texas this week. We'll talk about that on Monday. Does that sound good?
Talking Texas.
Or maybe even Tuesday. Oh, we can talk Texas on Tuesday.
But you also have to clarify, are we doing a way too early preview of week one in Texas, or are we talking Texas recruiting? I guess you have to tune in on Monday or Tuesday to find out.
Maybe we'll dabble in both, considering there might be some guys on campus who are checking out both schools. Because Monday we'll probably talk a little bit more about the NFL draft, some fits at once all 7 rounds are in the books. And yeah, we'll see what our Steelers do. We'll see what the Buckeyes have in store for this. We'll see what the Browns and Bengals do for all the Ohio, sports fans here. And then we'll see you over at LettermanRow.com. That's Mick Walker on the other side of your screen. I'm just Spencer Holbrook. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys over there. $1 for your first 7 days. It gets you a whole week of Mick and the gang. Mick, Alex Gleitman, a.k.a. AG, and myself, Spencer Holbrook. We're all over there chatting, hanging out, talking about the Bucks. You guys can come join us for $1 for 7 days. Come join us today over at LettermanRow.com.